Last week, we talked about the Milky Way. We know that the Milky Way is the galaxy that contains the solar system. This week, we're going to look at some of the interactions between galaxies in space. And, as an example, we're going to focus on the Milky Way and the several smaller galaxies that are bound to it. Now, being bound to it doesn't necessarily mean they're in orbit around the Milky Way, but that there's a gravitational link between those galaxies and the Milky Way. We call this group of galaxies the local group, and we estimate there are between 14 and 26 small galaxies within 1.4 million light-years of the Milky Way. Now, we can't see all of these small galaxies, not with the naked eye at any rate. But the two galaxies we can see with the naked eye are the Large Magellanic Clouds and the Small Magellanic Clouds. We've been able to see these two for millennia, since prehistory. These two galaxies aren't in orbit around the Milky Way. Or at least, that's what the latest measurements from the Hubble telescope suggest. They're actually just moving too fast to be in orbit. But other galaxies, such as the Sagittarius Dwarf, are in orbit around the Milky Way. It's been confirmed that Sagittarius Dwarf is in orbit around the Milky Way, and is in fact in the process of being consumed by it. Now, what do we mean by this? Well, the Sagittarius Dwarf galaxy is literally being ripped apart by the tidal forces of our galaxy. Giant streams of stars from the satellite galaxy are literally being sucked into the Milky Way's path, and these stars begin to go around the Milky Way. The Virgo stellar stream is another one. It's believed that this stream of stars once was an orbiting dwarf galaxy, but now, its shape has been completely distended by the Milky Way's gravity. Now, how exactly is this happening? Well, that's rather more difficult to say. We know of various ways in which galaxies interact, from merging to ram pressure stripping. Gas compression, gravitational interaction, and cluster tides. Well, I see some blank faces out there, and I realize that I'm going over your heads, and I don't expect you to note these down. I just want to illustrate the various interactions taking place. What we don't know is to what extent one of these mechanisms is more important in the consumption of galaxies than others. There are just too many unknown factors at the present time. So let me give you an example of this, and we'll revisit the two Magellanic Clouds, the small and the large. Now, in this picture, you can see the two galaxies massed together here. Trailing behind it is a stream, or a trail, of neutral hydrogen clouds. This was discovered, 25 years ago or so. Research over the last two decades has led to the conclusion that the material was being stripped from the Magellanic Clouds by tidal interaction between the Magellanic Clouds and the Milky Way. But astronomers weren't satisfied with the tidal interaction theory for two main reasons. First, there's not any stars in the stream, just neutral hydrogen, as I said. Plus, there's no leading stream, and what I mean by that is, there is no stream breaking away from the galaxy in the direction of orbit. There's just the one trailing behind. And if tidal interaction was the mechanism causing the consumption of the Magellanic Clouds, we'd expect to see that. Recently, however, we got the images from a new survey, which shows new views of this interaction. And lo and behold, what do we see here? But a counter stream leading in the opposite direction, leading the motion of the clouds. So what does this tell us? That the gravitational model, in which the Magellanic Clouds are torn towards the Milky Way by means of tidal forces, is in fact the correct one.